music by Nak Music with Boosie. This one is called Ntombi on the D Spot live on 99.2 with Mne. Listen, I have a very special interview coming up. Kumo Morojele is a self-taught designer, practitioner, and creative director, and he joins me right now to chat about the We Are Culture exhibition, proudly brought to you by Standard Bank. Hi, Kumo.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Aye, we are live.
Oh, we are live.
Jessica, we are live.
We're operating.
How's it going?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for sitting down with me.
Thank you for inviting me.
So, I want us to talk about the exhibition, right? Why was it important for you to heed the call? So when Standard Bank called and said, hey, Kumo, we want you to be a part of this, why was it important for you to say, yes, I'm definitely doing it?
Yeah, where do I even start? I guess my journey in fashion is very short, so I've got to experience so much, but this was such a new experience that I couldn't let down. Like, getting to know about fashion, getting to execute my ideas within the art space was like the number one priority, because in fashion everything can be so superfluous. So I was like, this is an opportunity to be a part of like-minded creatives and push an idea to the largest extent in a gallery space.
100%. And thank you so much for taking part, actually. So I want to know from you, right? Are there any African or South African designers that have impacted your art?
I don't want to say anybody. No, I'm playing. I don't want to put anybody on.
Oh, come on.
there are a lot, ranging from, I mean, it's not only in design, but to answer your question, there's Lukhanyo Mdingi. He was one of like my very first mentors. He's a Cape Town based designer who was a part of the LVMH prize.
And oh yes.
Yeah, last year. And he actually got the runner-up prize, the Karl Lagerfeld prize.
I remember.
Exactly. So I guess that year I was a part of a mentorship program and a sustainable workshop where he was mentoring 5 emerging designers, and that was my very first, I guess, time experiencing what I want to do. So he guided me, and the most important part he taught us, I guess, was the business in fashion and how to, like, I guess, manage your money and, like, you know, operate a sustainable brand,
yeah,
but still push what you want to do. So I really aspire to him. And one last person, I would say Tebe Makuku as well.
Oh yes,
because of, like, I guess, the same similar cultural backgrounds, and like just the way he executes and the way he speaks about his art and the visual language, the creative language in everything that he does, even Lukhanyo Mdingi. So I guess I aspire to that, and like where they went, like they're always traveling, I guess, outside of South Africa too.
Yeah,
I guess for other people to hear their voices is like so inspiring. So both of those guys, Lukhanyo Mdingi and Tebe Makuku.
Rolling with the big dogs. I love it. It is Heritage Day today, so I want to know, how has your heritage, if it has, impacted your art?
Eh, how has my heritage? If I could ask a question back, what do you mean by heritage?
So basically where you come from, culture, where you were raised, do you draw from the surroundings, from your childhood memories?
I would say culture, if I could say how has my culture inspired me, because of like my community of like-minded creators, going from my friends to families, like everything that we do, everything that we, I guess, enjoy kind of emulates and transcends into our arts, I guess, and what we love, you know. So I would say that growing up, being around, like, I lived in the suburbs, I grew up in the suburbs, and being around like the pram culture and I guess the Joburg scene in general is heritage in itself, you know.
Absolutely.
What I mean? Like modern day heritage, even obviously there's your own heritage coming back from your family back then, but I feel like now more than ever we're creating our own, I guess, intersection, African youth vibe.
The birth of new culture.
Yeah, exactly.
100%. Are you a Bram Lord? I have to ask you, are you a Bram Lord?
What's a Bram Lord? I don't know that.
A master of Bram culture.
I plead the fifth.
I plead the fifth. All right. I'm going to put you on the spot. One last question. Where do you see the future of contemporary South African art going?
Yeah. Hey, I won't lie, you're asking big questions.
They're big, ne? Okay, let's break it down. So where do you just see art in South Africa going? I mean, we've seen how it's changed from the past to where we are now, how the youth expresses themselves more. Where do you think the future is going?
We own the culture, I guess, and we own our own intellectual property. Oh. And, you know, whatever we want to do, we can do it.
100%.
And what I see in the future happening is we own everything that we do. We're owning these spaces. We're getting our art seen in galleries. But not only that, it's like we have to own those galleries as
yeah.
well. We have to own, I guess, where everything goes instead of always being put on by the general white person. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like
yeah.
as black people, we actually have to own our stuff and push it to the limits where you don't need to compromise
yeah.
because of, I guess, corporate or a big organization that kind of control what you put out.
So yeah.
I see contemporary art, we already have the tools, we have everything that we need. I guess we're already doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now it's like, let's own it, you know? And in the future, you can leave something for your kids
yeah.
when you pass on, like a legacy.
Yeah.
I see the art that we do, the paintings, the fashion, everything is like archive. And we can look back in the next 10 years and see what we've done as a country. And yeah, basically.
100%. That's so inspiring. Question,
sorry.
No, you want to ask me a question?
No, I said, did I answer?
No, you answered my question 100%. 100%. I think we're privileged to have young people that are driving the culture, such as you. Thank you so much for sitting down with me.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
It's Kumo Morejele. Listen, the We Are Culture exhibition runs until the 8th of October at the Standard Bank Gallery, and it's absolutely free. So go and check out this one-of-a-kind art experience. Standard Bank, it can be.